Thank you, Chris, so much for joining me here on 2SER this morning.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, now I've been to the farm a few times. I live in Wollongong, so it's close to home for me. But for those up here in Sydney, up in the city, who might not have been down there, tell us a bit about it and why it's so special.
Well, it's so special because it's on the edge of a very young and burgeoning, beautiful city, Shell Harbour, and it's 265 hectares of green space. And nestled inside that, there is a National Surfing Reserve, and the farm being the most prominent, and Mystics, surrounded by literal rainforest at Mystics. And, you know, people just love the place. You know, there's the surfers, there's the environmental people, you know, there's bird watchers down there. And there's just so much story attached to Killilea, and the surf culture there is extremely strong. And there's just a pure love of the place. And it's basically nestled beside suburbia. And that's what people love about it.
Yeah, it's very unique in that way. It's sort of, you kind of drive through these estates and developments to get there, and you sort of enter out onto this absolutely beautiful natural landscape. You can see why the locals want to preserve it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this planned development and what it'll do to the area?
Well, you know, as I said, Schlaba is a burgeoning young city, and, you know, we've got a marina there
now. John Barilaro.
Sorry, mate.
Keep
going.
Yeah, we've got a marina there that's just about to be completed with all sorts of function centres and restaurants. And, you know, putting something like this inside Killilea State Park is completely unnecessary. It's inappropriate. And it's basically going to destroy the ambience and the specialness of why people go down there, which is open green space and surfing and the reserve status. So, you know, having multifunction centres and the rest of the eco cabins, it's just highly inappropriate. And we don't even know what restrictions that's going to create. And people, they just don't like it. They don't want it. And we've already said no.
Mm. Now, tell us a bit about who's involved in the opposition of this development, yourself as the Killilea National Surfing Reserve Committee, and also the initiative Save the Farm. Tell us a bit about these organisations.
Yeah, well, you know, my committee is connected to National Surfing Reserve Australia, which is founded by Brad Farmer. And, you know, there's a massive drive to protect all National Surfing Reserves. There's also a group called the Save Killilea Alliance, which is driven and convened by Peter Morand, who is one of our local councillors. And that group is extremely strong and extremely passionate. And we've also got the wider community in Shell Harbour and beyond that are walking in right with us. And that's why Saturday the 1st of May ended up being so strong and so popular, because people, they're just so passionate. And everyone loves the place, and they're all right behind us and pushing us forward to say no.
Yeah, that's great. And if anyone was watching, you know, the news or reading the papers during the week, you guys had a massive community action over the weekend, a paddle out event that was attended in world record numbers. Tell us a bit about it. What was it like on the day? How many people? What was the feeling like? What did it look like down at the farm on the weekend?
Oh, look, it's really hard to describe the feeling. The amount of people that came down and participated and showed their love for Killilea and support was just absolutely phenomenal. And look, to be honest, the day itself turned out as well, because it was, you know, the surf was quite small and it was offshore. There was a sunny day. The water was beautiful and everything just fell into place for it to be a phenomenal event. And the support from the wider community and the love and passion was extraordinary. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And the actual founder of National Surfing Reserve, Brad Farmer, who came down and participated at the event and spoke, he was actually brought to tears. He couldn't believe the love and passion and the people standing up for the natural environment and the surf and the coast. He was just astonished. And further to that, it broke a world record as a paddle out. So it was just phenomenal.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing community support for a little place in Australia. Breaking a world record in terms of participation is amazing achievement. And I was out on the water on a boat on Sunday around Wollongong, and I tell you what, you couldn't have picked more perfect conditions. I've been involved in a few paddle outs in the past, and it's always a bit of anxiety in the lead up around the weather and things like that, because you are out in the ocean. So, I mean, it was the best, most perfect day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I mean, I was driving down to the farm myself, and I did notice the swell was a touch up, and that made me a little nervous. But I just had the feeling that, you know, the nature gods were with us. You know, I just had this feeling that it's all going to play out as it should be, and it was going to be a phenomenal event.
Yeah, that's great. Now, let's move to the practicality of, you know, what these actions and what you guys are doing. Like, a lot of these developments and a lot of these decisions are made for a political sense or for a financial reason. And, you know, unfortunately, we're in a place where politics is run by votes and finance as much as it is about a care for the natural environment. Now, who are the decision makers in this process, and how can you practically, like, what are sort of the practical steps that you'll continue to take in order to try to stop this development from going through?
Well, you know, funnily enough, the message was loud and clear on the weekend, and it's just been put out by Cameron Tynan, who's the acting CEO of Reflections, that they are planning more opportunities to meet the Reflections team in the coming months, which I thought was just an extraordinary response. They've just had their consultations, but via Zoom and face-to-face. And from what I can see, no one is for it, and we've just demonstrated physically on Saturday, May the 1st, and got a world record paddle out. And now they want to continue consulting, and I'm not too sure what. But, you know, above that, you've got the board of directors of Reflections. And from what I can see, they are answerable to the relevant minister, which is Melinda Pavey. And we have to keep driving and getting the message through, unfortunately, that, you know, the consultation response is no. So we're just trying to get a response, and we're trying to be heard. And that was the response we got from Reflections. So they're still driving ahead. And basically, I can only feel that the community are going to feel ignored at the end of the day. So That's where it goes. The relevant minister, Melinda Pavey, has to respond to this and take in the community concerns and our response.
Yeah, I mean, you've got that sort of balance there that, you know, the yin and the yang of such a massive, awesome and heartwarming event on the weekend, you know, followed by almost, you know, falling on deaf ears and a lack of consultation and a continuing driving ahead with consultations and talking about how they're going to get this development up. So yeah, definitely, I guess bittersweet for you guys. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for. I could talk to you for ages about this because I love the farm and I love surfing and I love the ocean. But that's all we've got time for, Chris. Mate, thank you so much for joining me, and good luck with saving the farm.
Thank you, Steph. It was great to be here.